You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we are very much leading up to the solar eclipse and new moon of next week. So there's a lot of difficult stuff going on, but there's also this lovely grand trine between Neptune and Jupiter and the Sun that give us like a real ability to understand kind of the emotional implications of what we're going through, or even though we have to make difficult decisions, and likely that's what's going on right now, is that you're involved in sort of trying to understand a difficult situation or make a difficult decision. There's still this, I like to think of it as like a spiritual blessing of insight and understanding and wisdom going on with the grand trine. So starting, there's a wonderful trine starting on the 5th between the Sun and Jupiter. And that same day, there's a difficult aspect between Mercury and Mars. So it's a potent day. The moon is in Aries, so you'll have a lot of fiery energy. And Jupiter is kind of, I like to think of it as kind of a fiery energy as well, trining the Sun, which obviously is fiery. It is in Cancer. So there's this, a sense of wanting to gather friends and family and kin and people who mean, you know, who you care about, the things and the people that you care about around you. And it's a very lucky, with Jupiter there in Scorpio, it's still retrograde, about to turn around. So there's a real potent energy there. There's kind of like a being able to dive deep and understand like the depth of the implications of the choices that you're making right now. So Scorpio with Jupiter in Scorpio, it's like, dig it up, get rid of whatever's in your way, figure out what's wrong. And it's about to turn around next week on the 10th. So it's really kind of like focused in this one particular area, depending on where that is in your chart. You have to look for Scorpio in your own birth chart, so you'll get a feel for it there. So it is like a blessing, but also there's like this difficult thing going on between Mercury in Leo and Mars in Aquarius. And Mars is sitting right with the South Node, which is where you look to see where you've been, past lives, what you've learned, what you're bringing through from other experiences. But it can also be, especially because it's going retrograde, it can be a level of like the past coming back, but not necessarily for the greater good, or just being conscious of being, that you're actually kind of stuck in a groove, that the choices you're making are between the past and what you need to leave behind and the future and what you're evolving towards. So it's really, you know, there's going to be high stakes involved usually. Like it feels like a very complicated, difficult decision. And with the Cancer energy of the Sun, and there's sort of like an emotional element going on as well. But luckily, even though I think it's likely to be struggling between this or that, and especially because there's extra weight with Mars there. So it could be bringing people from the past back, or complicated situations back into your life. Or another way to look at it is that you're going to be reviewing what you have been doing for the last little while. So you'll be able to look and see, oh, I was about to kind of repeat the past and I'm not that person anymore. I'm this new person. And again, if where you are is exactly where you want to be, perfect. But if you're trying to get somewhere different, then you need to make different decisions and make, you know, choose different ways of being. So that's kind of like, I imagine that it's weighty, like that there's a definite confusion about it. And Chiron is right there too, about to go retrograde. So it's kind of, there's a certain, you know, a vulnerability. You might feel sad, or your emotional self is vulnerable, and your wounds might be being triggered while all this is going on too. So it makes it even more difficult because you're not necessarily clear-headed. You're coming from kind of an emotionally wounded space. And you don't have to keep choosing from the wounded space. And if you can choose the kind of the higher path, then it's the happier choice. But tricky, there's tricky stuff going on to make it seem difficult. Although, again, with the grand trine with Jupiter, your ideas and your understandings and if you have to put yourself out in the world in some way, there's this real buoyant, lucky energy around what's going on. So keep that in mind when you're trying to make difficult decisions. Also Sunday, there's the trine. This is in effect for a few weeks, so you're feeling this already, but it's exact between Neptune and the Sun on Sunday. So our ability to like tap into really amazing imaginings, dreams, emotional nurturing, like visions for the future, like poetry and art. And if you have something to express, you can do it very eloquently and with a lot of compassion and empathy and understanding. And likely you will be receiving a lot of compassion and empathy and understanding when you do express yourself in some way or you do follow your heart in some way. You'll see that, oh, like people do understand and it does make sense and it's all okay. So keep that in mind. And also like the trines, do keep track of what you're going through. The grand trine is between Jupiter, Neptune, and the Sun. And they're all in water signs. So Jupiter's in Scorpio, Neptune is in Pisces, and the Sun is in Cancer. So all three of the water signs are represented. So, you know, what you need emotionally and on like a security kind of level should be quite clear to you right now, which is like, thank goodness, because a lot of things aren't really clear. But you'll soon find out, and especially as we head up to the eclipses, which we have coming up this month. It's like a big portal to change. So whatever you're going through and whatever you're trying to understand and learn, you're going to be getting some clarity about that. And especially when we come up to the solar eclipse on the 12th, it's a new moon in Cancer. There's lovely aspects around that. And there is some like potent transformational stuff. So no doubt things are changing in ways that you may have never suspected they could change. So keep that in mind. And also, you know, again, you need to take care of you and what's best for you. And then if you take care of what's best for you, then likely it'll all fall into place for the people that you care about. Because, you know, if we're all kind of learning to love ourselves, then we can teach each other to love ourselves and make choices that aren't out of obligation and duty, but instead of coming from like a more joyful place where we can make a difference instead of just kind of repeating the same crap over and over again. So if you do have any questions, I'll be back next week to talk about Venus moving into Virgo, which I think is actually, it kind of seems no fun, but it's actually a really lovely energy. And then also there's a square between Jupiter and Mercury to discuss, and Jupiter will be going direct right before the solar eclipse. So I will be back next week to discuss all those big things. And for this week, do just kind of stay with your process and understand that the choice that you make, as long as you're making it to take you to your, you know, highest expression of the best life possible, won't be the wrong choice. And even if it's the wrong choice, it's not the wrong choice because you're going to learn something from it. So that's the sort of optimistic attitude you can tap into with this grand trine in water. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.